You seek the key, but first you must learn the ways of precision, craft, and performance with Acura's all-electric ZDX. With a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system, up to a 313-mile range, and a Type S variant with an estimated 500 horsepower, the ZDX is their most powerful SUV yet. Unlock the energy when you visit Acura.com to order yours today.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. Capella University's game-changing FlexPath format helps you learn at your own pace and fit earning a degree into your life. From before you enroll to after you graduate, you'll be supported by people who are invested in your success, so you can pursue your goals knowing that help is available if you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Welcome to the $100 MBA Show. Practical business lessons delivered to you daily, every single day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And in today's lesson, you will learn why knowing your buyer's journey is so important. Understanding where your customers are coming from, how well they're converting, and if they're staying customers is critical to the growth of your business. Why? Well, for several reasons. Not all customers are created equal. Your job as a leader of your business is to attract the right customers, the customers that love your product, the customers that will stay a customer. But how do you do that? Well, that's what we get into today's episode, how to reverse engineer a successful customer acquisition. We all have our great customers, the ones that love what we do, that have been customers for years. Wouldn't it be awesome to find out where that customer came from, how they came on board, so that we can find more of them? Understanding your customer's journey to the purchase is so, so important. We get into all that and more in today's lesson, so let's get into it. Let's get down to business. Most of us, when we start our business, we're like, more leads, more sales, that's all that matters. If I get enough traffic, I can convert those people, and those people will be customers, and I'll make money, and all will be wonderful. Don't we wish it was that simple? I mentioned this on other episodes, but not all customers are created equal. What I mean by that is not every customer is the perfect customer for your product, for your business. You want to find people that love what you do, love what you offer, really need what you have, so that they can continue to buy from you. They can continue to become customers or stay customers if it's a reoccurring membership type of thing. It's a lot harder to get new customers than to keep the ones you have. So you want to keep the ones you have and get more of the same. And the only way to know how to get more of the same is to know where they came from in the first place. For example, if I have a customer that is my ideal customer, I've known them for years, they love what we do, and I look at their buyer's journey and I realize they came from a Facebook ad, and from that Facebook ad, they took my free course, and from my free course, they joined my webinar, and they were on my live webinar, and they enjoyed the live webinar, and they bought off the live webinar. And that was the journey they went through. If I really wanted to geek out, I would find out exactly which ad they saw, what's the copy, what was the imagery, what was the targeting, how did they come about this ad, learn more about the customer and what they are interested in on social media, so I can tap into that journey, tap into exactly where they found me, so I can go back there and repeat the process to find people just like them. This sounds incredible theoretically, but how do we actually do this practically? How do we actually know the journey they came from? You know, Google Analytics is great, but it really just focuses on what happens on your website. People are jumping around from Facebook to your webinar, to maybe a course that you're hosting somewhere else. How do we track all that? How do we know every step of the way? Well, I stumbled upon a product called Segment. Segment allows you to really map out your buyer's journey, find out whereabouts all over the web they have visited before they got to you. It allows you to plug in all the tools that you use, like Intercom, like Facebook, like your website, like other tools that you use, and allows you to track the whole progress, the whole journey. Now, I'm sure there's other tools like Segment, but this is the one that I found that works for us. They're not a sponsor of the show. I'm not getting any kind of commission on this or anything like that. I'm just sharing what has worked. Whatever you decide to use, just make sure that you can track every step of the way from where your customer first heard of you or heard about you to a purchase. And once you have this set up, which could take a day or two, but it's well worth it because this is like gold from now on in. Every time you get a great customer, a customer that buys from you several times, or a customer that stays with you for a long time, you can look into these customers and find out exactly how they became a customer, where they went, what did they see, what content did they absorb. And basically, you're going to want to double down on those paths, on those assets. Many of us as business owners, we're marketing everywhere. We're trying everything. We're guest posting. We're writing blog posts. We're, you know, on shows. We're on summits. We're paying for ads. We're paying for sponsorship booths at events. We're doing a lot of different things. But if you don't track exactly what converts, it's very hard for you to know, hey, this really works. Our best customers come from this source or these sources. And that's really what tracking your buyer's journey does for you. Now, when you don't do this, what happens is that you are just relying on numbers. You're just like as many customers as possible instead of the right customers. It's better for you to have 25 customers that love what you do, that are evangelists, that talk about you on social and continue to buy from you than have to have 50 customers where 40 of them really don't love what you do, will cancel after a month or only buy from you once and really have you leaving depressed because you're like, man, I'm getting a lot of refund requests. What I learned over the years is that when people ask for refunds, they're just not a good fit. They misunderstood what they were getting somehow. And you got to take ownership of that and say, we attracted the wrong person somehow. Somehow they got the wrong message, whether it was an ad, whether it's some way that we marketed to them, an email. And what's great about tracking your buyer's journey is you can find out. You can find out where you went wrong so you don't do that anymore. So you don't attract the wrong customers anymore. Did you ever go on TripAdvisor and look at reviews for a place that you were looking to visit, like a resort or a hotel or something like that? And there'll be like 10 amazing reviews, glowing reviews that are saying this place is like a paradise. It's amazing. We had a fantastic time. The staff are wonderful. And then you'll see a review with like a one star or a one circle like TripAdvisor does that totally bashes the place. It says this place didn't meet my expectations. It's horrible. I would not recommend it. And it's like, what's up? What happened to this person? Why are they giving such a bad review when there's 10 other amazing reviews? Many times it's just a bad fit. Everybody's happy in the other reviews because they expected a boutique experience, a small resort, cute and quaint, and that's what they got. They actually got what they expected. The person that slammed them with a bad review maybe was expecting 24-hour room service and a huge resort with a lot of property and huge pools. And for some reason, their expectations were just misaligned. And therefore, when they got there, they were disappointed. The resort itself may not be a bad resort, but it was a bad experience. And the same can happen to your business. You can have a great product or great service, but because your customer was misaligned, was not the right customer for you, somehow they got the wrong information or they were misled by something. Maybe not your fault, but the only way you can find out is to know where they came from, how they came about. And people like that, they don't want to talk to you one-on-one. They don't want to get a phone call most of the time or even answer an email or a survey. So by knowing exactly where they came from through this tracking system, this allows you to know, hey, that ad that we're running, it's misleading. It's bringing us bad customers, customers that we don't want to have, ones that are better suited for a different competitor or a different product. I shouldn't say bad customers, but bad customers for you, really. This can solve a lot of problems, including getting bad reviews for your product on review sites. And like we mentioned, lower churn, lower refund rates, and attract the right customers. Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply. You're great at managing your business, but are you great at managing your financial future? That's where Yahoo Finance comes in. When you need to be able to diversify your wealth, take your dividends from your business and invest in other types of investments like the stock market, you're going to want to know what you're investing in.
For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. So if you want to read up about the businesses that are making moves so that you can make the right investments in the stock market, you're going to love what you find at Yahoo Finance. What I love about Yahoo Finance is that I can jump right in, spend a few minutes a day, read up about some great companies that will inform my decision on where to invest. And you can securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including 401k and other investments. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. yahoofinance.com. That's yahoofinance.com.
Technology is amazing. And the fact that we can track and see where our customers are coming from is really a modern miracle. We really should take full advantage of this. It's expensive to market to our audience, so it's best to know what's working, what's attracting the best customers, so we can double and triple down on those sources of marketing. Instead of dumping thousands of dollars on marketing, and let's try everything, you know, spray and pray. No, let's try things, let's experiment, but let's evaluate what's working, what's not. Not all customers are created equal. Let's attract the best customers for our products and services. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you love what you hear, why don't you leave us an iTunes rating and review? We'd love to hear what you think of the show, your favorite episode, your favorite takeaway. I read every single one of them. And when you leave us a review, you enter our weekly random draw. We call Free Ride Friday. Leave us a review and you could win a free ride to one of our programs. We're giving away Easy Course, our 30-day course on how to build your own online course. It's our way to say thanks for leaving us love on iTunes. Before I go, I want to leave you with this. Some of us, we try to survey our customers and ask, hey, how did you hear about us? How did you come about to understand who we are before you bought? And we take that information and we act upon it. We actually, you know, start dumping money on marketing in those areas. The problem is that as human beings, our memory is not that good. We can't remember our first point of contact, where we first heard about a product, where we actually first saw information on the web about it. The data is never wrong when it's in black and white, right? So by having this buyer's journey, by tracking them through segment, you'll know exactly without needing to ask them or rely on their memory. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll check you in tomorrow's episode, Q&A Wednesday. I'll see you then. Take care.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.